This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
From Transport Topics in Washington, D.C., this is Road Signs. And now here's your host, Michael Fries.
Thank you for listening to Road Signs, the podcast series from Transport Topics that explores the trends and technologies that are shaping the future of trucking. Before we dive into today's episode, we'd like to invite you to subscribe to Transport Topics, where you can receive exclusive access to our top 100 lists, quarterly magazines, and other news surrounding the trucking industry. To subscribe, visit ttn.ws/ttsubscribe. You can also text ttsubscribe to 571-622-0001 to become an official member of Transport Topics. That's 571-622-0001. In today's episode, we're going to tackle something that's been a mainstay in the field of automotive technology, as well as one of the most innovative improvements in the industry, diagnostics. As a well-known tool for technicians, diagnostics saves time and promotes efficiency, and despite the decades of advancement, there's still a lot to be learned from the technology. So for this episode, we'll ask, how can the industry improve and better utilize its understanding of diagnostic technology? For that answer, we have someone that is well-versed in the subject and can provide the perspective from the technician's side. So let's welcome back to the Road Signs podcast, Vice President and Safety and Maintenance at Online Transport Incorporated and General Chairman and Treasurer of the Technology and Maintenance Council, Randy Obermeyer. Welcome to the show, Randy.
Well, thank you, Michael. I appreciate you asking me to come on and have a conversation.
Let's get right into it. You know, in the current edition of Calibrate, the first quarter edition, you know, we did discuss diagnostics and just kind of take an overview of where that technology is going. And Randy, you were sourced in that particular article, and it is available at ttnews.com if you would like to read the cover story on diagnostics. In that article, you presented a great point where you were talking about the, you know, it's one thing that we have this technology where technicians can, you know, solve a problem, relatively quickly. And also, you know, the benefit of diagnostics is that, you know, it improves vehicle uptime and, you know, it gives the technician a very clear indication of where particular problems might lie. But you you presented a different layer to that as well, an additional layer, I guess, to where, you know, it's sort of almost, correct me if I'm wrong, sort of like paralysis by analysis, in the sense that, you know, we can use this diagnostic technology to find problems, but the number one goal is to find what is causing that problem, and just kind of getting into the minutia of things sort of kind of gets in the way of that number one goal. Am I kind of explaining that dynamic correctly?
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, paralysis by analysis. That's one of the terms that can get into when you kind of, I guess, overdo it, and you let you get into the weeds too much. It's something that I've tried to get across to TMC and other people I talk to in the maintenance world is you want to get into lean and problem solving, root cause analysis. You don't really have to go so deep that it becomes a paralysis. So you know, I've really tried to keep it simple, I guess you could say. But yeah, you're right. I mean, diagnostics is one thing for the technicians to diagnose and find an issue or find a problem when a truck quits running or goes into derate or something like that is one thing. But to actually find the root cause is something totally different. I get so frustrated with when our trucks break down that, you know, they go into a dealership or a, you know, mom and pop shop or wherever, and they find a component is bad, and it seems like that component failed prematurely. there really isn't an explanation as to why it failed. There was never even a look into why it failed. They basically just say it's bad, it needs replaced. Here's the charge. Thank you. Have a good day.
You know, one of the things, I mean, you had touched upon it in the article too, and you know, I hope you get to, you know, elaborate a little bit with our audience here. You know, just kind of when you had mentioned prematurely, you know, just and you know that doesn't mean you know, out of warranty, you know, and it's just kind of those little things. And what you were talking about, just sort of with in-house and outside repair facilities, and just kind of, you know, the check engine light comes on, you know, you find out what's going on with that faulty component, you know, you write a quote and an estimate, you submit for approval, and it's done and it's out the shop, you know, because, you know, in the large scale of things is about, you know, efficiency, getting, you know, limiting downtime as much as possible, getting the trucks out on the road, you know, and that's, you know, of course, that's job number one, but just kind of when you get into that particular, you know, problem and you want to dive deeper into it, that's just kind of, you know, the time issue becomes a factor as well. I mean, doesn't it?
It does. And I think some people, that's one of the reasons why I've gotten some pushback when I've talked about this. It's like, really, you want to pay the dealership their rate of anymore. It's $180 to $200-some an hour to help you find a root cause. Are you really interested in paying that? Well, first of all, a lot of those guys don't know how to find the root cause. But once everybody gets trained up on how to find the root cause, then it should become less expensive. I can use that information to prevent some of my other trucks from going into their shops. So you talked about life expectancy or whatever of a component. What is the life expectancy of a component these days? You know, years ago, we knew exactly how long a starter would last, exactly how long, for the most part, brakes would last, depending on where they were running and other components. But now today with the electronics and all the things that we have going on with after treatment devices, and then in the future here with ADOS and all the electronic components, we really don't have any idea how long the components should last. They have a certain amount of warranty, but beyond that, we don't know how long they're going to last. So when a component fails, one of the things we have to do is determine how long of a life should that component have on it, and how much life is used up. So if it's really at the end of the day only 50% used up, then we should be looking at what caused the failure. Was it an internal electronic issue? Did somebody weld by chance on the chassis or something like that, and then caused an electrical issue that, you know, short-circuited the component? Or you know, was it a terminal issue where you have the terminals connected where maybe it had a loose connection? Was it corrosion? You know, there's a lot of things that can cause a component to fail. But I think before you go there, you have to know what the life expectancy is, and you can start digging deeper.
Are you using Apple Podcasts to listen to Road Signs? Here's how you can get the most out of your experience. First, subscribe to Road Signs podcast channel and make sure the Apple Podcast app is downloaded on your mobile device. Second, pick the episode you'd like to listen to. Third, to find more out about the episode, scroll down on the player page to see the guest details, the mission of the episode, and links to more audio offerings. You're sure to enjoy it. If you're still having difficulties tuning in, email us at share@ttnews.com for more help. Happy listening.
With the maintenance providers, and, you know, as you were just describing, you know, the components repair history, or, you know, or the, you know, the life expectancy, you know, on normal conditions, you know, so, I mean, that communication is very important. I mean, is that where the pain point is? I mean, just sort of where, you know, you know, when that driver brings that truck into that third party, especially in that particular case, and just kind of knowing the history. I mean, would that assuage some concerns, or is that just the start of fixing the problem?
Yeah, that's the start of fixing it. You know, you have a knock sensor that goes out on a truck, and the truck goes into D-rate. They right away say, well, the knock sensor's bad. They don't really know for sure how long that knock sensor's been on that truck. I mean, they can somewhat tell by you know, the connections and the amount of dirt and stuff like that that's around it. But if that component was just replaced a year ago at our shop or at another facility, they really wouldn't have access to that information. So I think it's important that we need to get the repair facilities to reach out to the owner of the truck and ask some questions about it versus just saying it's bad, it needs replaced, here's a quote, we'll replace it and off you go. Because I'd love to have that conversation about our trucks. Vendor calls me and, you know, so we're feeding the information to the vendors now, but, you know, but we're trained to do so. Our breakdown team is trained to look to see how long a component's been on a vehicle before we just say replace it and we approve an estimate. So I really want to get to, you know, one of my goals, and it's something they're pushing forward with as general chairman, but it's going to take years to get it, you know, basically run through the system, is that I want every service provider, every dealership out there to be thinking about root cause analysis and feeding that information to the fleets versus the fleets having to beg for it or to do a special situation.
But before we get into that, just for the, you know, just kind of, you know, with root cause and the things that you're doing in the TMC to address those particular issues, I just kind of wanted to go back to what you were saying with the breakdown team. Could you just describe for our listeners what the breakdown team, just kind of the common role that they would have in this particular process?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, it's a team of people I have that handles any maintenance related issue that we have on a truck that's out on the road. So a driver, when a driver's experiencing an issue with the truck out on the road, they call the breakdown team. The breakdown team finds a vendor or finds a place to take the truck. If it needs towed, they call a tow truck company. They get quotes and find the cheapest tow company they can get the truck from its breakdown point to the dealership or to a mom and pop shop. And then they work with that dealer to get the truck repaired and ready to go again.
Okay. You know, yeah, let's get back to the root cause that you were just talking about. Yeah, I know that's some of the goals that you have, especially as chairman and being a member of the TMC team. You know, just kind of get into that and just kind of, you know, tell us just the things that you're working on to develop, you know, in the bay as well as the classroom.
Well, so we started a recommended practice through the S5, which is the Maintenance Management Study Group, that will create a recommended practice around how to get this information out to the dealerships. That's one part of it. So to create a guideline for fleets to use, for service providers to use, for dealerships to use, to show the root causes and potential countermeasures on work orders and invoices. The next part of that is to create a curriculum that we can send out to the trade schools to teach technicians to how to find a root cause. What they're teaching them now, for the most part, is diagnostics. They're teaching them about the vehicles, about how everything works, and then they're teaching them how to diagnose it. And I want to add the layer of root cause analysis. And then, you know, I also want to, you know, just to get it out there, I guess, more in depth to the maintenance managers, to create some sort of a certification program through TMC where you can get certified in root cause analysis. I'm not sure what that looks like yet. It's something that I'll be working on as I exit the chairmanship and get back into the task force rooms and stuff like that, where I can, you know, push this a little bit harder. But basically that's the majority of it is those three things that I mentioned.
That was an interesting point you had made, Randy, just about root cause analysis and just the can of worms that can open from that, just from the, you know, false positives that are read and how to address them and actually, you know, finding that particular root cause of that particular problem. And, you know, we just had an episode on cybersecurity where, you know, that diagnostics was just kind of the starting point of the types of attacks that can happen in that particular situation. And that's for another podcast episode at this particular time. We've been speaking with Randy Obermeyer, Vice President of Safety and Maintenance for Online Transport, as well as the General Chairman and Treasurer of the Technology and Maintenance Council. Thanks for being on the show, Randy. Thanks for making me smarter in our audience as well.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Did you know you can ask Alexa to open Transport Topics? In just 1 minute, you will hear the biggest trucking headlines of that day. Be prepared and start your morning off right with Transport Topics.
Before we close, let's take a moment to revisit our original question. How can the industry improve and better utilize its understanding of diagnostic technology? First, a big thanks to Randy Obermeyer for lending his expertise to the topic. From our discussion, he explained how technicians should follow the method of root cause analysis in terms of not just knowing the problem and solution, but, as the term suggests, finding the root cause. Diagnostics, over the years, has evolved from merely a technology that identifies problems to a tool that assists technicians in proactively searching for more efficient solutions. Obermeyer has used his time and efforts as TMC chairman to celebrate the progress of diagnostic technology and to work towards its continuous improvement. To learn more about the progress of diagnostic technology and most things equipment and maintenance, be sure to read Transport Topics' latest quarterly edition of Calibrate, now available in print and online at ttnews.com. If you enjoyed this episode of Road Signs, please let others know. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to reach out to the Road Signs team on Twitter at @TTRoadSigns or reach me at Michael V. Freeze. You can email us at share@ttnews.com. We'll read them and respond daily. Also, let us know how we're doing by texting TT Survey to 571-622-0001. And of course, we'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode of Road Signs. Until then, I'm Michael Freeze. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.